Then Amen. I just want to, we just have this coming week and we'll be done with the book of Philippians. If you haven't had a chance, I really encourage you to enjoy these last seven messages, which are now in a little booklet, The Bibles for America Goes, which is a life full of forbearance, but without anxiety. And I just would appreciate that. What is forbearance, saints? What is forbearance? Well, we may just think that forbearance is a virtue, a Christian virtue, which we need. But actually, eventually, from this week, we realize, what is forbearance? Forbearance is Christ.
Amen.
Christ is our forbearance.
Amen.
He's the one who's fully reasonable. He's the one who is the totality of all human virtue.
Amen.
So we think that Paul, he digressed. You know, he was talking about living and magnifying Christ in chapter 1 and taking Christ as the pattern and holding him forth in chapter 2 and pursuing Christ as the as our goal for the prize. But then somehow when he got to chapter 4, I guess he didn't have so much to say, so he started talking about human virtues like forbearance and no anxiety. Actually, we have to realize, if we're clear, Philippians is, this is not a digression. This isn't a coming down. Actually, eventually, the experience of Christ consummates in an all-inclusive virtue. Forbearance is, we need it for our daily life, or our married life, our family life, and eventually for the church life.
Amen.
To experience and enjoy Christ. So I'll just give you just a little taste from message 59 and 60 this week. And then, what was that verse?
We just wanted to read something related to what.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Read it. Feel free. We're flexible. Go ahead and read it.
Amen.
It's related to the Father. This is the firstborn sons praising of the Father within the Father's many sons in the church meeting.
Amen.
When we, the many sons of God, meet as the church and praise the Father, the firstborn son praises the Father in our praising.
Amen.
It is not that he praises the Father apart from us and alone.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, he praises within us and with us.
Amen.
Through our praising.
Amen.
In our singing, he sings hymns of praise to the Father.
Amen.
If then we do not sing, how can he sing?
Mm-hmm.
The more we sing to the Father, the more we enjoy his presence.
Amen.
His moving, his anointing,
amen,
and his life imparting within us.
Amen.
Thus we will grow in him,
amen,
and be brought into his glorification above all.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful.
Amen.
That's great.
Yes.
Very good. So, just to give you just a little bit of a taste, practically speaking, you know, the verses that we're covering are now Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it says what? Rejoice in the Lord always. Mm-hmm. Again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Amen.
So just a sweet little appreciation for here. How could we have a life of forbearance without anxiety? I just enjoy this. Verse 4 is before verse 5. That's not, you know. And verse 4, it shows us this, that we have seen that forbearance requires maturity and the satisfaction and contentment. Now we need to see that forbearance is related to rejoicing in the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If we do not rejoice in the Lord, we shall not be able to forbear. If we would make known our forbearance, we need to be happy and joyful in the Lord.
Amen.
Forbearance in 4:5 is the issue, the result of rejoicing in the Lord, mentioned in verse 4. Isn't that good? From our experience, we know that rejoicing and forbearing go together. So I just was reminded of Paul in prison. He was, you know, in Acts 16:25, he was in prison with Silas. They were beaten. They were in the stocks. And they were singing hymns of praise. And then they had the best virtue, because they could preach the gospel to the jailer, who may have had something to do with their beating. I don't know. But anyway, they preached the gospel and said, he says, you know, what must I do to be saved? He says, believe in the Lord and you shall be saved. So there was virtue there. Anyway, and Paul could rejoice even in this Philippian prison, or not Philippian prison, Roman prison, when he was being neglected. And then the other point here that's very sweet is it says prayer and forbearance. Just as verse 5 is a continuation of 4, so verse 6 is a continuation of verse 5. If we see the continuation here, we'll realize that forbearance requires prayer. When we exercise forbearance, we'll realize how much we need to pray. We may be anxious and fearful about many things concerning our family, concerning the church. If we pray, the Lord will give us the understanding, the consideration, the wisdom we need. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord, saints. So I hope this gives us a little taste. Maybe that's good enough. Just to appreciate, we'll probably have a little break from our Philippians. Well, after we're going to be done this week, and then I think probably we'll have a little break. So if you still want to catch up on these seven messages, you'll probably have a few weeks to do so.